AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Civilians and rebel forces have been squeezed into a tiny one-square-mile part of Aleppo, Syria. A ceasefire that hadn't been arranged to allow people to flee apparently broke down. The airstrikes and shelling by Russian planes and government forces resumed this morning. This man says in a video posted on Periscope he feels trapped.
Russia doesn't want us to go out alive. They want us dead.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says what's happening in Aleppo is beyond the pale.
Innocent people are being slaughtered in the streets at the hands of the Assad regime. Aided and abetted by the Russians and the Iranians. And it raises deep concerns. And it's a deeply tragic situation. And these atrocities have to come to an end.
President-elect Donald Trump is meeting with a number of high-tech company leaders, including Apple's Tim Cook. Trump transition spokesman Sean Spicer says he wanted the meeting, even if many of those leaders backed Hillary Clinton during the campaign.
A lot of these folks were not very supportive of him, but he understands as president his job is to do what's right for the country, to move our people and our nation forward. And so he's going to meet with all sorts of people.
The Federal Reserve announces a 0.25% increase in a key short-term interest rate. Jerry Boatlander has more.
In a statement accompanying the first rate hike in a year, Fed policymakers note the economy has been expanding at a moderate pace since the middle of the year, and the Labor Department is continuing to strengthen. They expect economic conditions will evolve in such a way that only gradual interest rate hikes will be needed. Some analysts believe there could be as many as 3 or 4 in the coming year.
Even though the markets expected the increase, the Dow is down 82, while the Nasdaq has lost 15, and the S&P is off 12. This is AP Radio News. Closing arguments are set for tomorrow in the federal trial of the man accused of killing 9 people during a prayer service at the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. AP's Jeffrey Collins reports that shortly after prosecutors rested their case, lawyers for Dylan Roof did the same.
The defense is rested without calling any witnesses in the Dylan Roof trial in Charleston. Judge Richard Gergel ruled that they couldn't call a couple of mental health experts because Roof's mental state isn't a question at the time of his crime, and Gergel said it would be irrelevant whether he's guilty or innocent.
Roof could get the death penalty if he is convicted. He also faces a state capital murder trial. The Toronto-based parent company of the adultery dating site, Ashley Madison, will pay $1.6 million in settlements following an investigation led by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission into a massive breach of the company's computer systems and the outing of millions of its members. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.